Chapter 1. It was 3:10 in the morning, and Kevin Lewis looked like he was about to pass out. There were 3 empty martini glasses on the table in front of him, and he was leaning forward on both elbows, his gaze focused on his cards. The dealer was still feigning patience, in deference to the pile of purple chips in front of the martini glasses, but the other players were beginning to get restless. They wanted the kid to make his bet already, or pack it in, grab the ratty duffel bag under his chair, and head back to Boston. Hell, hadn't he won enough? What was a college senior going to do with $30,000? The dealer, sensing the mood at the table, finally tapped the blackjack shoe. "It's up to you, Kevin. You've had a hell of a run. Are you in for another round?" Kevin tried to hide his trembling hands. Truth be told, his name wasn't really Kevin, and he wasn't even slightly drunk. The red splotches on his cheeks had been painted on in his hotel room, and though $30,000 in chips was enough to make his hand shake, it wasn't something that would impress the people who really knew him. They'd be much more interested in the ratty duffel bag beneath his chair. Kevin breathed deeply, calming himself. He'd done this 100 times, and there was no reason to think that tonight would be any different. He reached for 3 $500 chips, then glanced around, pretending to look for the cocktail waitress. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw his spotter. Red-haired, pretty, wearing a low-cut blouse and too much makeup. Nobody would have guessed she was a former MIT mechanical engineering major and an honor student at Harvard Business School. She was close enough to see the table, but far enough away not to draw any suspicion. Kevin caught her gaze, then waited for her signal. A bent right arm would tell him to double his bet. Both arms folded, and he'd push most of his chips into the betting circle. Arms flat at her sides, and he dropped down to the lowest possible bet. But she didn't do any of these things. Instead, she ran her right hand through her hair. Kevin stared at her, making sure he had read her right. Then he quickly started to gather his chips. "That's it for me," he said to the table, slurring his words. "Should have skipped that last martini." Inside, he was on fire. He glanced at his spotter again. Her hand was still deep in her red hair. Christ! In 6 months, Kevin had never seen a spotter do that before. The signal had nothing to do with the deck, nothing to do with the precise running count that had won him $30,000 in under an hour. A hand in the hair meant only one thing. Get out. Get moving. Now.